Well, I'm walking off the beaten boo track today. I've been an antenna all day, just trying to get my head into a space during January where I can really focus on key clients. That's my objective, is to give some quality time to the people who I really want to work with. And they've said that they're on board for the particular package that I offer. So I'm kind of going to work for them. And then at the end of the month, do the initial, let's see if the payments come. And then I'll make a decision to see who stays around after that. But I've been looking around about the creative quarter. So anyone who's sort of been seeing me lately or has watched any of my tweets has noticed that I use the creative quarter hashtag quite a lot. And it's to promote the projects, really. There's all sorts of initiatives going on that have all found an affinity with Creative Quarter of Nottingham, which is the lace market, essentially. It spills out into Snenton a little bit, and it encompasses Hockley, or maybe up to the Victoria Centre. But it's essentially, it's the creative industry companies that have set up camp in the lace market over the years as it's been regenerated. That's kind of, I think, struck a charm with a lot of business financiers who are looking to bring some business and some entrepreneurship in addition to what's already here, which, you know, is great, because I'm living in Nottingham. I love Nottingham. I love the creative quarter, and I love the fact that I'm in the creative quarter. So just going to give a little rundown of the projects I've come across and the ones that I'm kind of trying to track. So if you're involved in any of these projects, please tweet me any link. But also, if you want to have a chat, I'd love to chat, because one of the things I really want to do is kind of gather as many of the projects together as I can, and that's kind of what I do as a resource aggregator for the Audiences Europe company that I work with. Everyone's telling their stories. Sometimes it's difficult to bring it into one place for a key audience. So there's the city deal and the growth plan. There's the Ultraband project, which is high-speed fibre broadband in similar area. These are all sort of got overlaps into the lace market somewhere. Nottingham.tv. The Creative Quarter itself, which article I read today, announced that it's just become a CIC, a community interest company, which is great news. And Creative Twinning is another initiative that kind of runs out of Nottingham Contemporary, and that is our creative crafts and industries and designs being showcased overseas, especially in Europe. So that's a project that it's great to be aware of. And then also the final one that I've just come across my radar is Wasteland Twinning Nottingham, which is a organisation that has twinned, not sure of the direct details, but there's a group of artists, Matt Trivett, who's based in the Broadway, another sort of part of the Creative Quarter, doing an audio storytelling residency at Snenton Library about what should become of the wasteland that's around the edges of the Creative Quarter, and on the east side of the city, round by Bio City. There's a lot of unused buildings, a lot of derelict buildings, and it also kind of extends into the railway. So those are the projects I'm aware of. I am about to go live with the Our CQ website, so have a look out for the tweet. I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter. Do get in touch if you've got any questions about any of the projects or any of the funding pots that you've heard about, and hopefully the community can ask the questions, you can become part of the community, and we will ask the questions of the people who can give us the answers, and also lend our support to the Creative Quarter ambassador for the artists, who is Ricky Marr. So 1st of February meeting I'm going to announce very soon. So thanks for listening to this boo. Please do comment, please do leave your audio comments if you want to do it those ways, and I'll be booing again soon.